folks. Brown skin and glasses. I am Lamont, and I'm with Rhett Thompson.
Hello, all my chippies out there in podcast land.
Hey, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, Tumblr. Those are all places you can find us. You can feel free to comment anywhere, interact. We would totally love to hear what you have to say about the show. Your thoughts? Oh my gosh, your thoughts. That would be so great. Okay, I do want to say before we get going that I feel like I could have done a lot better on that Star Trek Into Darkness as a host. Ron's audio was a little shaky, and I'm going to work on that for future episodes. I'm starting to vet people's Skype now, so I'm working on that. And then I could have done it. It was kind of all over the place, and it's going to take a while. I'm going to work on that. But and also, just in case you were wondering, Rhett, did you see Star Trek Into Darkness?
Oh, my God. So not on my list of stuff to see.
Didn't think so. Well, let me just clarify. Since you're not into Star Trek, it's not a reference. Charlie Murphy's not in it. Star Trek Into Darkness. Whoop-a.
Right. Oh, my God. That was so awesome how you totally snuck that in
you
on
like,
me.
You see like how I did that?
Okay. Oh, my God. You're so stealth.
Okay. So before the podcast today, like after work, I went for a walk on the beach because the beach is a lovely place to walk.
And, oh, my God. And you are a dude that actually likes to take walks on the beach.
Yeah. But I'm the solo dude walking on the beach, and that's just my life. But I had these two thoughts. One, this is something I'm going to cook, and I'm going to try this out and see how it goes. It's the grilled cheese chili dog. Yes.
What?
Okay.
Wait, now, I
make grilled cheeses from time to time, right? And then one time I had like a pot of chili, so I took a couple dollops of chili and put it in the grilled cheese, and that turned out to be awesome. So now I'm going to take a hot dog, cook that joker, cut it in half, and I'm going to do two sandwiches, and I'm going to put a hot dog in there, so it's going to be a grilled cheese chili dog, and I can't wait to do it. It's going to be freaking amazing.
You know what? These type of ideas, you know what? I wonder why you don't get hired by Taco Bell. Because that's the type of, you know, when you were taking this walk on the beach, had you already imbibed or whatever? Because that's like something like someone who imbibes would think of.
I'm going to now insult you every time you instantly go to that because that is such a childish way to think. No, I happen to be fat, okay? I'm a fat guy and I like snacks, okay? So the grilled cheese chili dog, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to go ahead and use that.
How is that even held together? What kind of bread do you use? That just seems like okay, if you do a grilled cheese, you're what, using white bread or whatever, which is already questionable in its toughness, and then you're going to like dollop it with like chili on it?
You're limited. By the time we do a few more of these shows, your mind is going to open up to a few more things. First of all, you get the Arnold's bread, okay? That 100% whole wheat. It's like a little bit longer than a regular bread, you know? So that way, the hot dog, when you cut it in half, it'll fit within there if you put it the long way. I don't know why you're thinking some little chintzy 89-cent loaf of white bread is what I'm using. Okay?
Because you look like the type of guy that would do that.
I'm from Connecticut. You want to call me white bread in your head every freaking 5 minutes does not mean I'm using white bread to eat. Okay?
No. It's just that you got that whole bachelor swing thing going. So I could totally see you say, "Oh, I totally forgot to. I don't buy groceries on the weekend. I'm going to wait until Monday, where the bread is semi-stale. Go to Publix, where the bread is 89 cents for a loaf of white bread, and then make my grilled cheese corn chili dog concoction from there."
You're aware this isn't the Great Depression we're living in, right? Like, I don't have
really?
To go...
It feels like it sometimes.
Well, that's the truth. I don't have to get the bread and cut the crust off because the mold is starting to grow on there, okay? I can afford to go... Now, mind you, I get my bread at Walmart. I don't, you know, I don't keep bread in the house. Like, that's not something, because bread is nothing but fattening. Like, I'll eat bread when I'm out and about, but I do not keep a loaf of bread in the house. I only get bread when I'm specifically making something that I require bread. So that's because the reason I bought this, because I had the freaking, I wanted to have a BLT. Like, I was really in BLT mode, and that was what was going to happen. So I had a loaf of bread, and so now I got leftover bread, and I got some cheese. But I just killed a pot of chili, and I don't own hot dogs. Because I don't even like hot dogs, which is weird, but I'll eat a chili dog. And even then, I don't want a big fat hot dog, call it phallic or whatever you want to call it. But I don't I don't like hot dogs. So I cut whenever I eat hot dogs, I cut those jokers in half because I don't really like hot dogs that much.
Well, you know what you should think about doing chicken dogs.
The idea of ground, I don't know. Something that doesn't even sound.
Yeah, but you're eating chili. That's nothing but ground beef and beans and tomato. I mean, it's the same thing.
I don't use ground beef.
Okay, ground turkey. I mean, it's the same thing.
Kind of is, but still, no, I don't.
I mean, if you look at a turkey, when you see it on Thanksgiving, it's generally a bird. It doesn't come out in loopy swirls. I mean, yeah, it's a bird with like. No, but I mean, it's like, you know, it's got breasts and thighs and wings and all of that.
Really?
It's not like all stringy, like in a pack. You know, it doesn't come like in a like spongy pack.
You're saying it's not ground? Is that what you're trying to get to?
I'm
Is that what you said
not
all
ground,
that to say?
But, you know, they grind it with all kinds of like stuff, like the skin and like the ankles, you know, the skin around the ankles, the neck meat. I don't know what they're called. The gobble thingy.
Gizzards. Don't
you know,
the gizzards.
Well, yeah, the gizzard. Hey. I like gizzards.
That
don't,
is the
don't
daughter
mess with
of Funky
gizzards.
Talking right there.
Hey, my mom could cook a mean thing of gizzards. When you don't have any money, you buy that big thing of gizzards. It's like 3 pounds for $2.19. And she would just boil them down, and then they're all like rubbery in the middle and with the thing of rice and some onions. Oh, hey, that is some good eating.
Speaking of cheap eats, do people still use Fatback? Because that was a really big thing when my mom was cooking. Like, nowadays, I don't think I've – I don't. I think I might have seen it. Like, is that the same thing as salt pork?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. You know what? You need to go to the butcher in the hood. I go to a good hood butcher every once in a while, and they have all of that: hog maws, pig feet,
turkey necks.
What's it called? Souse. Like, what do you call it? What's the pig face called? That's called
Snout.
No. But they also hog's head cheese.
Okay.
That's basically the face.
All the stuff
the
I
face.
Would never eat.
Oh, you'll eat it if it's seasoned up right. Are you kidding me?
Not me.
You will eat it and enjoy it.
I was finicky. I was always a finicky kid, man.
Yeah, but you're a kid. You don't have developed taste when
and
you get
I'm
older.
A finicky adult.
Okay. When you were a kid, you didn't eat. You didn't drink fine wine. You drank Alizé. But now you're an adult, and you know about vintage and stuff.
Did you not just hear me say I eat BLTs, and I'm thinking about making a grilled cheese chili dog? I'm not getting funky with my palate. Okay.
Hey, you need to explore. You need to open up your mind.
You need. No, I need to open up my mouth. Okay, my mind is expanded. Yeah. Okay, and then I thought also while I was walking on the beach, I thought of a really snarky thing to say to a female comedian. Okay?
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. I wonder where that came from.
No. See, and again, you've got to stop instantly going to me thinking the worst possible thing, because it's not even fair to me, because I'm all peace and love, baby. Peace and love, okay? Unless you
it's
mess
really,
with me, in which case I want to break a bottle upside your head.
No, it's really hard for me to think of peace and love right now, because right now you are rocking a wife beater, and you've got that big ginormous tattoo, so you look like a podcast villain at this point. Like, you know, and but it's nice that you are bouncing it off with your fresh tight fade. Mm-hmm. So it really is pulling that whole how'd you say, like, Lamont Stewart by day is a villainous podcaster and at night thinks of snarky stuff to say to female comics. Like, I could totally see that.
That's the worst comic book idea you've ever came up with.
Well, you know, I really haven't been doing it that long. So
that means that you only have bad comic book ideas.
This is just a rough draft. Don't get me going. All right. Get me some wine with a vintage, and I'll be firing them off. Okay?
No,
I'm nothing
okay.
but ideas.
And I'm going to tell you, I wasn't thinking of you when I came up. I wasn't thinking of anyone with this line. I just thought it was a snarky thing to say to a female comedian. But I do think of you, and I think when I drink Jameson's and ginger ale. But
Okay,
so here's what you say to the female. Now, mind you, this is an asshole thing to say to a female comedian. Okay, who are you opening for these days? All right? And it's nasty on a couple levels, because A, it presumes she's not good enough to headline herself. right? Okay, so there's that, and then it's who are you open, like your legs? Who are you opening your legs for these days? Like you can't even get on a freaking bill unless you're fucking somebody. Like, wow. Is that not like the nastiest thing to say? So,
oh yeah. Wow, that's such a dick move. Unless you were saying that to a guy.
So you're opening for Todd Glass, huh? Who are you opening for? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, see, now I would have to think of something, some kind of retort.
We'll see.
It would have to be like, hey, you know, most comedy clubs, usually they only serve wings, but I heard you love the tossed salad.
But,
yay! That didn't, that's not sharp.
But at least your mind is going to be prepared, and like, you're going to be driving along, and you're going to come back with the perfect retort for that. So when someone ever deigns to say some foul crap to you like that, you'll be like, boom! Because my man Lamont hooked me up! With the preparedness to be ready for this moment.
Lamont Stewart, evil podcaster with the spider sense, preparing female comics for dames and retorts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's draft two of the comic. You're gonna keep going. All right. So hey, can I just say, like, I had a pretty fun set Sunday night at your Sunday night smash up.
And oh, yay!
This is like 3 days later, and I'm still feeling pretty freaking good, like, from that set. And I did a set last night that was just under mediocre, the one from Sunday, I'm still riding, and it feels good. That's the thing about doing this. Like, when you have a good set, man, it makes you feel good, like, for a few days, like, a good, like, you're just riding a high. And when you have a bad set, you're like, oh, it's bad, but you don't really dwell on it. But the good ones stick. Now, now, if you just bomb in front of a crowd and it's just horrible, then that one will stick. But a good set, man, that's a nice bit of fuel.
Well, you know, there's always, like, factors and stuff that could explain the less than mediocre. When you're doing well, you know you're doing well. Like, I don't give a crap what anyone says about, like, oh, you should never say that you're killing or doing well. No, F that. If you're doing well, you know in your heart that you've done well.
There's a difference between saying you're doing well and killing. There's a definite difference. And I don't think you should – I'm one of the people that doesn't think – like, if someone says they killed, I'm like,
No.
Unless they, like, really legitimately killed it.
Right, right. And, okay, put it like this way. It would be the equivalent of someone, like, if you went to your friend's house because you're going to have a night out, like a group night out, you know, and you're waiting for them to get dressed, and they finally get dressed, and you're like, damn, I look hot. I am so amazing. And you're looking at them and like, no, you're not. You don't look amazing. I've seen this outfit before. You've done better. You know, that's different, you know. But when they look amazing and they know that they look amazing and you know that they know that you know that they look amazing, that's like saying I killed and being very, very real, very true to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you're not doing so well, when you're doing, like, mediocre, you know, there might be factors. Like, you know, were you on point? Were you focused? Was the crowd focused, you know?
Yeah. There's many factors that go into a bad one. And after, when you're analyzing it, you come up with every possible factor. Oh,
well,
it was that guy. Oh, I said I freeze that. It was all. Anyway, so
well,
that's not
you know, it depends. It's just again like the friend analogy. Like when your friend is like, I don't understand why the girls weren't like digging me, man. You know, it's because, you know, I don't know. It's because they were probably all on their period. No. It's like your cologne stinks. That shirt is from like is an old Versace from 2001, and you were a jerk. Like though that's. It's different.
You know what happened to me? You just brought up shirt. I wore a shirt that I took a sniff of it before, and it didn't smell too bad, but it was a shirt that I should have thrown in the hamper as opposed to wearing it, because during the course of the day, like, towards the middle of the day, I was just staying away from people entirely. But I was hoping it wasn't that bad. Okay, let me clarify,
Jesus.
Because I'm painting these pictures, and I don't want to paint too bad a picture, because you're just going to see, like, the Looney Tunes, like, little flies flying around, and, like, the heat wavy, you know.
You're Franklin the Black. Wait, no, that's Pigpen. I was going to call you Franklin the
Franklin
Black friend from
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, yo, Pigpen, yeah.
Oh, and freaking, I don't know why this crossed my mind just now, but I mentioned Todd Glass earlier. He's a gay comedian. So if anybody's questioning remember that when I said Todd Glass?
Yes.
Like 10 minutes ago? Anyway, okay. So.
Callback.
Yeah, right.
Reference.
So, tacky callback. And so, yeah. Yeah, the shirt I wore, I should have put, and I just felt like an asshole, like, for the whole second half of the day. I was like, this shirt should not have been worn. Anyway, I don't know why I said that. Anyway, okay.
Well, like, was it, like, stained? Like, well, put it like this way. Did you feel like you could smell yourself, or you felt like other people? Because usually you, I mean, other people might not have really smelled you.
Yeah,
you
I'm
mean?
Pretty sure, no. You're, but yeah, it was just, like, the fact that anything, like, I caught occasional, and it wasn't, like, Jamaican Rasta funk. It was like just a mustiness that's less than desirable, you know, from my pristine standards or whatever. But it was just not, it wasn't cool is all that was, you know.
Okay, was this like around a professional setting or in a social setting?
No, it was at work.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't super, super bad. It was just like, come on, man. Yeah, that's all.
Do you feel like, because, you know, you work a lot of work around a lot of French people,
you know,
that should it really make a difference? Does it really make a difference?
That's a good point.
Or do they, you know, have they become so Americanized that they are just like, you represent the stinky black guy. Like, now all black people will smell to them.
You know what happened? They hired a couple French interns. Two French interns. They walked them into our department. The French guys walked the French kids into the department, walked them past me, introduced them to everyone in the department, and there's like two sides of the room, both sides of the room, started showing them machinery in the company and didn't even introduce them to me. Like, I purposely walked up in the middle of their conversation and just said, "Hi, I'm Lamont. I work here," to one of them. And there's two.
Oh my God.
The second one, I don't even know the second one's name because he sits on like the other side of the thing. And it's just really like, these are some funky motherfuckers, man. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, one of these guys is a pure piece of shit. And I cannot wait. The day is going to come that I tell him to his face. Disgusting human beings.
You know what, though? This is like, you know, this is where a comedian starts thinking. That is like the perfect premise for like a movie or a comic strip. Like, instead of Dilbert the guy at the office, you're like Lamont the black guy in the French office, because they probably like, oh, they probably think of you and think of some like immigrants from Cameroon who, like, I mean, because Africans to French are like Mexicans to Americans. Like, they basically are seen as the people who do the lowest of the low work, you know. They come over and people who are not as well educated or, you know, economically stable, you know, tend to blame immigrant Africans for quote unquote taking their jobs, you know, when really no French people, no Europeans are trying to do the type of jobs that they are doing. And so maybe they are identifying you as one of those, even though you look really American to me, like an American black guy versus like an African dude.
You know, what's interesting? Well, a Filipino guy on my job. He goes to me, like, I, honest to God, and I swear, this never even crossed my mind, like, in the freaking couple of years this whole crap's been going on with this piece of shit. He goes to me, you know he's a racist, right? And I'm like, honestly, it never crossed my mind. I do not like throwing racist, like, that on people. But when he said it, I was like, I can see that. You know, it's just such a hateful, it's just such a pure, nasty French hate. That it's just like, I don't even know what to call it outside of just, this guy is just a turd.
Need to call it what it is, comedy gold. Oh my God, you could be mining such a, I'm telling you, my best stuff has come from anger and hatred. And I'm telling you, more anger, not so much hatred, more anger. And I'm telling you, you've got gold there. I don't know. Oh my God, you could have a whole animated series about that. I shouldn't even be blabbing on about this. Somebody's going to listen and take up with this.
About the whole situation. And I don't even want to release that one. But yeah, like, it's a big fucking deal. Sorry, I know where I am. I know who I am. But I'm not going to say it because I'm actually going to write this one. And, well, I shouldn't say that part, but I am going to write this one. At least an outline. I already wrote the outline. And it's something that I have so many elements of it I have never seen in any movie. Is what makes me think that this is something that is going to be interesting.
You should totally do it. Yeah. Totally. I'd go see that.
You don't even know what it is. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean,
But I appreciate the blind support. I mean, if you're going to be blind about so many things, at least you're going to be blind about supporting something I'm putting out. So that's cool. All right. I'll take it.
Of what you're putting out.
Okay, then. All right. You're married. That's not even cute. All right. So you were talking about, like, social media and, like, how it's affecting, like, our lives and that kind of thing. right?
Yes, like, yes. I was, yes.
First of all, I do want to say that you have some interesting thoughts about social media. So go ahead, share them.
Really? I have interesting thoughts?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a gigantic asterisk.
There is. The asterisk is that there is a top. Okay, I'm going to broach the topic that you said you didn't
broach
bring
the
up.
Topic. No, broach it. I want you to broach.
I'm going to say
broach
what I'm
like
say.
It, you broach at will.
But I'm not going to bring go directly into the situation.
No,
but
go hard in the paint. Go all over them.
Oh, you don't want to do it, but you want it to be done, just not by – okay. So first I'm going to say that I think we're going to be okay because – okay. It all – we're talking about social media because there's a whole lot of crap that goes on Facebook, Tumblr. People get into Twitter beefs. Like Ryan Barrett posted up Mark Maron.
Who is a comic
yeah,
here.
Local comic. He's got a podcast called Deliciously Racist. He does it with Bradless Philoctet, both cool dudes. But there's a Twitter beef that went on between Mark Maron and Michael Ian Black, and Ryan Barrett posted that up on Facebook. And now what I do when I see interesting stuff that I don't need to immediately read, I copy, paste it, put an email, send it to myself to read it at work. So I look forward to reading that tomorrow. So here's what happened. There's a guy nameless.
Just say it's a guy. Just say it's a guy.
There's a guy. I like him, okay? I like the guy. And I enjoy... And we've mentioned him on the podcast before. I enjoy him, but he decided to go off on some people that I like. One of the people that he went off – and well, shit, people that have been on this podcast. And one of the people he chose to go off on was Rhett. And here's why I initially started talking about this was because the email that the direct message he sent me on Twitter before he started talking about you was he said your podcast is boring as shit. You guys need to do a video. And to which I was like, all right, man, that's your opinion. I mean, we're always up here talking about we need feedback. So that's feedback. So, all right, cool. So I was just like moved on. And then I said, you know, you should do like the movie podcast. He's like, nah, I don't work with Rhett. I think she's fake as shit. And fake as fuck, sorry. And then I was just like, what? And... And then it turned into like a whole thing. Like literally, folks, I don't even. Literal paragraphs were written in like a long ass thread. It was just disgusting.
Let me take it over from this my perspective.
Okay.
I just know that I had a very long full day on. This was on a Saturday. This happened on a Saturday night or Friday night.
I don't.
It was a Friday night, right? Okay, let's say
actually,
it was a Friday.
It was Saturday because I wound up talking to the guy like 2:30 in the morning as I'm driving down Collins. I'm talking to him like, dude, you should delete that thing. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so this started technically. Okay, technically started Friday night, right?
No, sorry, it was after Saturday Night Live. I watched the Saturday Night Live finale and then hit the road, so it was Saturday night.
I just know I had a very long day on Saturday. I literally came home at 9. Fell asleep at 9:30, woke up at 1:30 in the morning. And, you know, when I've had a comatose-like sleep like that, I tend to be wide awake for at least a good hour. And something told me, let's just see what Facebook – let's see what the Facebooks are up to. And I look at my page, and it said something about, like, I just wanted to make it clear, just so it doesn't get twisted. Well, actually, let me read it.
Because you said specifically, we don't want to get in. No. Let me read from your email directly.
I don't want to be specific.
Here's what you said. I in no way want to touch on his weekend incident.
I know, but you know what? I'm like a very attractive donkey. You cannot dangle carrots in front of me without like me being tempted. You know what I mean? You can't do that to me. And the thing is, I want to make it clear. I'm not mad at this individual or anything because I'm still trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
And I do want to talk about the whole thing about social media. I'm just like – I just find it very curious how nowadays things kind of like snowball so quickly.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, what? All right. What happened?
While you're going ahead and looking that up, let me just say
– No, I got it.
Okay.
Got it. Go ahead.
Let me just – real quick because from my – before you get into your perspective, I'm going to get in my real quick. So I go – I'm driving – like on my way down to South Beach, and I literally pulled over in a sketch. This is before I got to Collins. I pulled over in a sketchy part of town, and I'm like, I pulled over and I'm reading this, like, oh my God, this is happening. What the fuck is happening? And this is before I called him. So I'm reading this, pulled over. I see people like walking towards my car. So I pull up like a few blocks just so I could like pull over again and read this thing so I wouldn't get carjacked. And so they're still coming towards me. And I pull up a couple more blocks and I'm reading this because it was so intriguing. But go ahead, your perspective.
Oh my God. So I love it that you nearly sacrificed life, limb, and car.
Oh.
And because of crackheads and zombies.
You still like this guy. I still like this guy. If I got carjacked over this shit, then we would seriously have a fucking problem.
Yeah, because you have a nice car. You have like a brand new car, ladies. He likes walks on the beach and has a brand spanking new car. I've been in it. It's awesome. Anyway, okay, so basically, this is the post. Like, literally, granted, it's 1:30 in the morning. I just woke up. So it said, just so everybody knows, I did indeed tell Lamont Stewart that I don't want to work with Rhett Thompson because I think she is fake as fuck. And I was like, what? And then it said, but it's not that serious because maybe she took my jokes about fucking her hair too serious. So I don't really have any beef with her just in case there was gossip. And I remember thinking, damn, I just went to sleep for like 4 or 5 hours. And what the hell is this? I was like, what? And then I was like, maybe this is still a dream. Maybe I'm still in some dreamlike coma. And then I was like, oh, maybe it's like a weird joke that I'm not getting. So I was like, oh, where's the punchline? And I start scrolling through, and then I see that other people start chiming in. I was like, oh, snap, there's paragraphs being written.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this is not a joke. Because usually on Facebook, when somebody posts something, you know, other people chime in their pithy kind of way, like, oh, snarky comment. They're like jabs. It's like jab, 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 you know, line after line. But then when it's like paragraphs, you're like, ah, you know, suplex or whatever. And I'm like, oh, there's a lot of suplexes going on. Yeah. Let me like go back. And then people were like, I think other folks were thinking that he was just joking too.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh crap, you're starting crap with everyone I see, LOL, and, you know, being about drama mama. And then the guy chips in and he says, he directs it to one of the people chiming in. It says, I'm not starting shit. I've been letting shit slide for a long time. And now I'm like, fuck you guys. I don't have time to waste with some condescending lame asses. Yeah, there's drama. But with Rhett Thompson, I think it was more of trying to be non-confrontational when she really did feel uncomfortable. So that's more my fault for thinking she had thick skin. And I'm like, what the what has happened? I felt like I was in some alternate universe.
Yeah.
I was like, did something happen? Did I miss something? What is going on here?
Yeah.
And then it kind of like evolves into like craziness.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I'm going to go to sleep. And then I woke up. Like, literally, so that was like 1:30 in the morning.
Okay, so if you fell asleep there, as I looked further down at the thread, there's a lot more.
There's 41 comments, and I have not commented on anything because I'm like, what is happening here? I was like, I was expecting zombies to like hit me upside
also,
the head, outside
I'm
my walls.
Of perspective of like someone who's listening who doesn't have access to this. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to put this up or post anywhere because it's kind of crass. We're putting names and all, and I'm not going through the thing of blocking out people's names and all that crap because that's too much work. But the bottom line, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to have access to this, and you're only going to be able to go on what we're telling you. Sorry for that. So okay. Because sometimes, like, I'll be listening to, like, a podcast, and they'll be talking about something, and I'm like, I want to know what you're talking about. Like, I would like to look at this myself, but
well,
I apologize.
It like this way. It was posted on my page versus on some random news feed. So if you go to my page, my Facebook page, which is Rhett Thompson, RHETTTHOMPSON, it is one of the things that was posted on Sunday. And you will see that it has a lot of comments on it. And, you know, I'm not asking for people to chime in or anything like that. It's like I feel kind of torn about it because I'm not trying to, like, you know, enhancing. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in drama.
It's not, this is not a beef. This is just us retelling a crazy story. And
it's
honestly,
a crazy story.
If anything, like, the fact that we were kind of drawn into something we have no idea where it even came from, we deserve to have material for our show off of it.
Exactly. Like, if I'm getting anything out of this, it might as well be an episode 21. But my thing is, like, wow, remember back in the day, this is what made me start thinking, because, again, I have no ill will toward this individual. No. I have no idea where this is coming from. I was going through my mental Rolodex and trying to think, okay, did I do something? Did I say something? Like, I know I can be pretty blunt with people, like, you know, at times. And, you know, I have been I think that I'm joking, but like some people, they feel that I'm doing backhanded compliments and stuff. I'm just doing that to be like goofy. I don't mean to hurt anyone, but you know, if I unintentionally, you know, if I hurt someone, it was totally unintentional. I had no idea that people felt XYZ. Like, I just, you know, how I am on this podcast is pretty, Lamont will tell you, I'm pretty much like this. I'm going to be loud. I talk a lot. I'm very opinionated. I always think I'm right, unless you really, really, really convince me that I'm wrong. And even then, I'll be like kind of giving it a condition or two. I mean, that's pretty much me. But my thing was like, wow, remember back in the day, when you didn't like someone, you just kind of kept it to yourself, or you just kept it amongst your circle of friends.
Yeah.
You didn't like who? It was very rare, unless you were a bully. Like, you didn't really have the balls to go up to someone or go to someone's house and graffiti, you know, such and such is a fake asshole or something like that. Unless you were like crazy or like just a vandal or just like a criminal or something along those lines, you didn't do that. Even mafia people didn't do that. You know, they just kind of kept stuff for themselves.
Real
at least I know.
In silence.
Exactly. You just stewed in silence. And now it's like people on virtual, because I guess, you know, we hide behind our virtual personas or pages or avatars or whatever. I mean, you could be anonymous. You could totally make up your own, you know, whatever person on Facebook. No one's doing a background check. And then you're going to be throwing these virtual bombs at people. And I'm like, I had people like asking me what the heck is going on. I was like, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. And I'm like, you know, is, and then the way this kind of like, I don't want to say evolve, because that would mean that it grew, escalated, devolved, whatever. It got to the point where literally people started, like, cursing people out. There were people with, like, loose business relationships that kind of, like, fell out. Like, some people now have very strong opinions about this person, like, as in, like, being persona non grata in terms of, like, the comedy scene down here. And it's not like we have a gigantic scene down here. So
but people are trying.
Well, you know, it's
trying.
I mean,
doing very good things.
I think it is. But I just think that it's too easy nowadays to be extremely hurtful to people for no reason.
Because you're like, detached. You're just typing. So what does it mean if you're just typing? But the words, you know, words have meanings. And that's like, with, you know, my whole beef, you know, I'll bitch about this, you know, if I'm drinking too much, I'll be like, LOL, you're laughing out loud. You're taking away the act of actually laughing out loud by just typing in LOL. LOL means nothing. Anyway.
Oh, it means something to me. Like, when I see something, like, posted on Facebook or Twitter, sometimes I do catch myself, like, okay, a lot of times, I'm not going to lie, a lot of times I'll be, like, a smug, you know, and I'll catch myself smiling just to, and so I'll put a smiley face. If it made me smile, I'll be like,
It's smug.
It's a smug smile. I don't want it, because the thing is, they don't give you too many options with the emoticons. I'm a huge emoticon person. Oh, yes.
On your smartphone, you have not found the emoticons page then, because I have an entire keyboard filled with emoticons.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you got smiley face, you have the laughing, you have the undecided. I mean, but
list.
No, but I'm just saying, there's no, you know, where's the,
Yeah, there is.
You know what I mean?
It's like a flat smile, like a no smile. It's just a flat.
That's, That's undecided or angry.
Oh, you're a girl. You're into that. I think emoticons are stupid. I've never used one in my life.
Let me tell you.
And only then once or twice.
No. Let me tell you. Because unfortunately, and this is another thing of like how we've changed because of social media and because of like technology and stuff. Because I use so many emoticons, usually when I sign my name, I put a happy face. When I'm like greeting someone via text or email, happy face, whatever. I literally had several exchanges with several people where I was driving. I was using voice to text. So basically, I don't have freaking time. If I'm using voice to text, you cannot say semicolon, happens, close parentheses. No, you can't do that because it actually spells it out. Someone actually approached me and was like, hey, are we cool? And I'm like, why wouldn't we cool? Well, you know, we kind of had a text exchange and I felt like it got a little tense. I'm like, how did it get tense? What are you talking about? Oh, because, you know, I didn't feel like you were really, like, you know, happy about it. I was like, what are you talking? And I was like, are you serious? Is it because I didn't add a smiley face at the end of our exchange? And he was like, well, yeah, you know, you usually put so many happy faces, and this time you didn't. You usually pepper your text. This one had no peppering, so I thought you were pissed off at me.
Was this a homosexual, like, you were talking to?
No, actually a straight male. Mm. So, you know, straight guys who happen to be comics tend to be affected by my lack of emoticons also.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, we're sensitive. Some of us are sensitive bunch.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like...
Lack of emoticons, do we have a problem? I've been called sensitive in my life, and even I think that's a little swishy, but whatever.
Oh, gosh. Well, don't make homosexuals own up to that. I mean, homosexuals, just because they're gay doesn't mean that they're ultra sensitive to semicolon close parentheses either. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's just like in general. That's just people who, I don't know, are very, you know, in touch with their
sensitive emoticons. Side.
With their emoticons.
Okay. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay, but listen, let me say, Rhett's smile just went, fuck you. That is the equivalent of the straight, no smile, straight line for the mouth.
Wait, as in undecided or just like?
Just meh. Yeah. All right. So we're talking about people like doing things that are kind of like hurt. They hurt themselves online. And it kind of ties into on our Tumblr page, the Tumblr post that I put up, because if you go to the Tumblr page, essentially it's a bunch of pictures of people, brown skin and glasses, interesting links and that kind of thing. And all the episodes, by the way, let me put in here and say that I'm going to start taking down the older episodes. So they're not going to be on your iTunes feed or on the Podomatic feed, but they will always be available on the Tumblr page. So if you go in the archives and for whatever reason you want to go back and hear old episodes, the Tumblr page is where everything will always be. Boom. Okay. So of the pictures that I posted on Tumblr, the one that has gotten the most reblogs and favorites and that kind of thing is a picture of a girl. Her internet name was Love Love Tenshi, okay? And this is a girl who you might identify with as she was half black, half Japanese. I came across her picture. I don't even know how or why, but I just did. And I found her to be an amazingly attractive girl. She's maybe 18, 19. She's going to, you know, college or what have you. And she would just put up pictures of herself, as girls do on Tumblr. Just pictures of herself, you know, wearing a little sweater, a tight sweater, you know. And then from there, she would have a thing where, like, she'd go into, like, short shorts and a tank top. And it'd be like, and she's in a super attractive, like, sweet, innocent, just beautiful girl. And you're just like, oh. And then the picture started getting a little spicier. And you're like, oh. And then she did this one gif where she took, like, a pair of short shorts, like the little, like, Adidas nylon short shorts, and she was pulling them up so, like, the elastic went right up the curve of her ass, and, like, her ass jiggled a little bit when it, like, went over. And it's like, oh, my God, this cute little girl who was only wearing sweaters, now she's pulling up little things over her thong and her ass is so – her body was freaking perfect, okay?
Okay, the sheer fact that you had to clutch – you had to pause – clutch your fist and put it to your mouth like you were going to have to bite it to control yourself.
Think of Lenny and or Squiggy on a Laverne and Shirley biting like their hand. That is what I feel the need to do right now. This girl is gorgeous.
I feel so uncomfortable right now. As go ahead.
The story proceeds. So she does the gifts of, you know, the thing like the ass and oh my God, the elastic on the ass, and her ass just jiggled just perfect. It's tight ass, but jiggles. So, okay.
I start seeing. How do you know it jiggles? Because it's a picture.
No, but the physicality of her ass and the elastic, her ass jiggled. It's a GIF. You know what a GIF is? Like the moving, the little.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
So she did that. And then I started seeing, like, the GIF of hers. They were starting to show up, like, all over online. So she started getting, like, really popular. So I guess she started getting a lot more messages, started getting a lot, feeling herself a little bit. And then the next thing became the titty shots, and she started like doing topless stuff, and it's like, and honest to God, I have never been so affected by, well, that's not true because I saw a beheading, but this was one of the most intense online things I've ever seen, because this is going on over the period of months. Okay, the evolution of the girl in the sweater to the girl in the bra and panties, the girl pulling, doing the little gifts, then she starts going topless. Okay, then she starts going bottomless, so she's doing fully nude stuff, then she's oiling her body down, and then she's doing videos. Like, she has, there's like 10 minute video on porn sites of this girl doing her thing. Then she breaks out dildos and vibrators, and she's doing that stuff. Then she busts out, oh, before that happened though, I don't know what's real and what is manufactured, but the story that she put out, and God bless her, I swear I honestly feel that I hope this girl is all right. Like, literally, because if she's just an average girl, this could be some traumatizing shit, okay? The idea that you're, like, you're just taking pictures of yourself, you're getting all this attention, you feel like you have to give more of yourself, and then the story she put out was that her computer got hacked, and she had a lot of nude pictures, and so that was what really made the nude stuff go. And she's like, well, if the nude pictures are already out, I might as well do them of my own accord. And she released like a bunch of them, and then videos, and that was when the people started sending her like outfits to wear and stuff, and she would like wear what the people would send her, and apparently they were sending her gifts and stuff, and people would send her the vibrators and dildos, and that was when she started using them and do the videos and stuff. And then some dude showed up, and the video was her sucking the dude off, and that was when I was like, I'm starting to feel really sorry for this girl at this point. As long as she's enjoying herself, and this is the evolution of her. But then she just, all of a sudden, there was a note that was like, all right, guys, things have gotten hectic. I'm going to disappear. And then she disappeared from the freaking internet. And apparently people were like, put up like her real name and like where to find her, what college she was going to. Like, people, like, you know how the evilness of the internet exists? Like, people turned on her. Like, there are people like now, if you put in love Tenchi on Tumblr, there's people like, man, I miss that girl. She was great. I hope she's all right. Like, people really feel, and people are like, I hope the people that hacked her computer, I hope they're going to hell. And like, people, it was, and this, mind you, went over a period of months. So this is like a saga, and you saw the evolution of this whole thing happen like right in front of you, and then she just disappeared. So now when you put it in Tumblr, people have like pages dedicated to her. There's like,
oh God.
And honest to God, I hope her, I'm not even gonna say her name, but love Tenchi is putting it out there. Once you Google that, like, it all comes up. But I hope that girl, in all honesty, is all right, because I enjoyed it when it was fun. When it got dirty, I enjoyed it as well. But I honestly got to this day hope that she is all right. Because like I said, that has got to be like a majorly trauma. Like, I'm sure she had to drop out of college. She could not continue going to that
school. How old is she?
At this point, she has to be 20. So she was like, she was in college when she's all Hello Kitty and innocent and stuff. Like, if this was like someone's like Andy Kaufman idea of porn, like, we're going to take this to the next level and we're going to do the whole thing, that was brilliant. But if this was true story, true life, this girl just got into like, just put out more and more than, I feel.
You know, the cynical part of me wants to think the former, but in all actuality, because me being a girl, knowing how girls are, I would believe the latter. Yeah. That, you know, and especially when you're young, you don't really have you don't see the big picture of these things.
Right. You don't think it's going to get that far out of your control.
Exactly. Because even, you know, you know, that stuff, like you were saying, like there's people who still think of her handle. They think of her. I mean, you know, there's guys that think of stuff. I mean, that probably copied and pasted her pictures, dragged and dropped her pictures.
Definitely.
And they have them on their – wow.
They're on message boards all over. Like any message board you go on, you can pretty much put it in and she'll come up. Because exactly. It got that popular.
Yeah, and stuff does not die. And I thought about this too. You know, like, you know, it used to be like, let's say, like high school, even college, whatever, hopefully more of high school. You know, if you had a beef with someone or if you made a mistake, let's say you ended up getting in a fight with someone or you got into some drama, controversy, he say, she say type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that – and the repercussions of that, you know, friends falling out, that sort of thing. Yeah, that might last. That might last a little bit. If you're in a small community, that might last a couple weeks, couple months, even a couple years. But after a while, it's going to blow over. It goes away. Because unless there's some type of written record of it, no one gives a crap. The only people that remember, they remember in their mind, and even then, memories fade. Memories, details, all of that fades. But like, for example, this whole thing with her, or even this thing, this thread that, like, this posting that ended up on my Facebook page, like, this happened on Saturday night, Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. As we are recording, as our listeners are listening right now, this is now Thursday, at least Thursday, if not beyond. There are people who are chiming in on this thread 4 days after the fact. They're still chiming in because it still is making its way through Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's still, like, even people now who are, like, going to be my Facebook friends because of this podcast are going to find this. All you have to do is scroll down a little bit, and it's there.
Rhett really wants you to check it out.
I'm just saying, you don't have to check out the thing. I mean, I have some really great things about shows I'm doing and thoughts and memes that I like and inspirational things and stuff like that. I don't really participate in all the drama stuff because, you know, why? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. But this stuff lives, you know? And then even, like, unfortunately, even if this is XYZ time down the road, you know what I mean? People will still be able to pull this up and say, okay, this is what happened. This is what's going on. It's never going to die. Once it's out there and it's not coming back. You can't put those words back in the bottle or in your head or whatever.
You know, when you were a kid and the adults would always threaten you with, this is going to go on your permanent record. Well, now we have the permanent record. This is the permanent record, the internet.
Exactly. Well, you know, nowadays employers – you know, if you are trying to get a job, you know, a lot of them, they will Google you to see what comes up. So your love Tenchi chick, you know, if she ever tries to find a job and they plug in her name or just stumble across her image, you know, that's going to pop up. And the world is a small place. You know, there's billions of us on this planet. But I'm telling you, even the other day, I was on one of my friends' pages. This is what's so bizarre. This is so crazy. Totally 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Like, I was on a page of my friends that connected me to a link that was on a website, which posted a link of a video conference of a guy who's like a real big wig in social media and the whole online media, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out he's the brother of this girl I used to see at open mics all the time. I'm like, oh, my God, he's, like, powerful. How? I had no idea that he was, like, he's basically, like, it would be like saying, hey, you know, a friend of a friend tends to be the friend of the friend is basically dating Vladimir Putin. And you're like, what? Are you serious? How is that possible? And it is possible nowadays. It's crazy. It's bananas.
It's weird how you find out that you're connected to people that you had no idea you would otherwise, you know, you would have gone about your whole life without knowing that you were that close to whoever that Mark Zuckerberg. Just say you know Mark Zuckerberg. Just go ahead and say it.
No.
There's a couple quick points too. There was something that I would say like in my act that I stopped because people would like, it wouldn't be funny. People would be like, I don't know if they're saying, yeah, it's a good point, or I don't need to be preached to, motherfucker. Get on with your shit. But I think if you're going to go online in, like, a comment section on a message board or, you know, on a news article or something, and you're going to say something shitty, you know, just say something snarky that's really, you know, you're having fun. This is your form of fun, is to say something nasty to somebody online. But I think if you're going to do that online, in one day if you do that, you should, like, at least smile to some stranger in real life, or, like, hold the door for someone, or do something nice, or be nice for one instance in a way that you normally wouldn't, to at least counterbalance, because the world is not getting better. It's only getting worse. So we can, the only thing we can do at this point is hold off the evil, the complete victory of evil. And I think, if you're going to do something evil online, just do something nice, you know, in real life. We got to balance that out.
Have you ever been in a flame war? I love it that people call these flame wars, by the way, because when you think of flame war, I'm thinking like it's a reality show on Food Network or something that involves barbecue,
no.
Like grilling versus BBQ, you know, but now it's like, oh, it's a flame war. It's like, no, what, because you chimed in on someone's Facebook post?
No, it's
like
a flame war because it's all really gay. It's all gay. Like, you don't see...
Don't slander the homosexuals.
No, man. I mean, and when I say gay...
They're cooler than this.
I mean that in, like, the derisive form of gay, where it's like, you know, this is just petty, man. You know, it's all just petty nonsense. You know, and the thing is, you don't do it in real life. I mean, rarely do you do it in real life. Like, I had a little thing with a comic. I didn't go on Facebook and make some veiled comment. I did a 7-minute bit on what a... and how I didn't approve of what the dude did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I take it. Say it. Say it. Live it. Don't just type it.
Well, that's the thing. Again, that's the thing. It's like it used to be if you were really ballsy, you would confront someone to their face. And it doesn't even have to be like a fight. You don't have to push each other. But you could like, the next time you see that person, you could talk to the man to man and be like, or woman to woman, and say, look, hey, I didn't appreciate what you said about blah, 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 you know, or you're being, you know, ridiculously cruel.
By the way,
know?
Before I did do the 7-minute bit on this dude, I did go to him personally. And then said, hey, man, I'm not really digging what you're doing, to which he decided to double down, to which I then did the 7-minute bit. But go ahead.
Double down as in what? Like, what does that mean?
Chose to make some shitty comments. I was like, hey, man, I'm starting not to like you as a person. Literally is what I said to him. And he's like, oh, man, you know, I'm sorry. That's just, you know, it's just what I do. And then he proceeds to double down by saying more flamboyantly arrogant things to me. To which I was like, well, this ain't right. And then I did a bit. You know, I proceeded to make a bit out of it as if, you know, that's what comics do. You know, something happens, you fucking talk about it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think that would be – wouldn't that be better? Like, okay, if you're going to confront – I mean, it would be better to talk to that person that you're having an issue with. I mean, you could avoid wars if you could do stuff like that. You know, try to sit at the table, see where we agree and disagree and meet in some middle ground, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think the problem is that – you know, I have no problem with discourse on social media or – in life, period, because, like, look, I feel very strongly about what I, you know, what I believe in. Other people feel strongly about that. Like, for, like, XYZ episodes ago, when we first had Xander Ray as a guest, Xander Ray is a comic here in Miami, and he is an atheist. I grew up in the Southern Baptist, you know, Protestant tradition. You know, I've had my issues with my church and the rules and, you know, whatever, but I know that that's religion. I know at the core of my being, I believe that there is a God and there is a higher power, and I believe that there's things that happen in my life because of that, and I feel strongly about that. Now, am I going to hate Xander because he's an atheist? No. I wanted to know why he would think the way he does, because if I have a greater understanding of what he believes in, what other people believe in, I think that makes my own humanity grow, because I understand now my fellow man. You know, we're all into this big bowl of salad together. you know? But to just, like, these comments, like, literally dropping these bombs on people, like, you know, insults and, like, cursing. And it's like, if you were in a bar, you don't just step up to someone and then curse them out unless you're crazy, if you want to fight. I don't know if anybody who just steps up to someone, unless they have liquid courage, to just pick a fight. It's like picking a fight. But the thing is, the person is not able to respond back to you in a timely fashion. That thing might, you might post something inflammatory and that person doesn't get back to you for a couple hours. Now everybody else is chiming in.
Like, did you hear about this Sergio Garcia and Tiger Woods beef?
Yeah, that's
See,
ridiculous.
This is where it comes into people just doing it wrong. Where, you know, Sergio Garcia had a problem with what Tiger Woods did in some kind of golf tournament, and he made a comment about it. Then Tiger Woods had something back to say about it, and it was all golf related. And then, and so like a day or two ago, Tiger Woods or Sergio Garcia was in a press conference or in a situation where press was around, and they said, "Hey, are you gonna have Tiger Woods over for dinner?" And he goes, "Yeah, we'll have him around every night. We'll serve fried chicken." And so it's like, if you have a beef with Tiger Woods, why did you have to widen that out to into a whole nother racing? Now the dude's like into his literally his second apology. He's issued a second apology. Why would you feel you need to issue two apologies? Here's the apology you need to make. I'm sorry that my true feelings got out. That's the only apology you need to make. The end. Ridiculous.
The true feelings about the original Tiger Woods star, or the true feelings about him being a race.
True feelings about the fact that his thoughts go to race. Like, that's all he can think of. Not only that, and somebody else said, "Well, why wasn't it fried rice?" You know.
Oh.
See?
Because he's half Thai, so it'd be noodles.
Ah, look at me getting schooled.
Ah,
I would
satay.
Like to issue an apology for making that insensitive comment
peanut
about the Asian
satay. I love Thai food. Messing around. No, but you know what? This boils down to people don't know how to fight fair. Number one, people do not how to do. They do not know how to debate. To debate correctly.
And that just came to me. I'm sorry. The fact that
somebody
said, "No, he's half Thai and half black." That's how he came up with his name, Tiger. Half Thai, half nigger, Tiger. That's.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. Go ahead. I didn't come up with that. Some horrible racist did.
Horrible racist who likes wordplay and probably watches Jeopardy on the
it was on somebody's audition.
The category will be names that are made of these are names made of racial epithets. Mm-hmm. Name the racial epithets that were pulled together to create these names. I'll put that together. That's got
to
be better.
You don't have to. We don't need more hate in the world.
Do we need that? I don't know. But the thing is, it's like people do not know how to debate like human beings. like gentlemen. And I say gentlemen just because, you know, there was a time when gentlemen that meant something. You know, like there was rules to discourse, you know, like you say your thought, I say my thought, you argue. I mean, I guess not everyone was on the debate team, but basically you say pro, I say con, you bring up some reasons why you believe your point is right, whether it be fact or opinion, and I do the same. And then, you know, hopefully we win from there. But it's not full of F-bombs and inflammatory language. It's just like – it would be the equivalent of like, look, I like boxing, at least when boxing was good. Now it's just sad. But the whole thing about boxing, I like boxing more than MMA because boxing to me – in theory, there's rules. There's weight class. You do not have someone who's a featherweight fighting a heavyweight. You know what I mean? You have two guys of roughly same weight class, same ability, fighting each other. There's rounds. There's times. You know, they have time to rest and all that other stuff. You're not supposed to hit below the belt, that, et cetera. You know, that's how a fight should go. You know what I mean? Jab, jab, jab. Whoever has the best ability is the person who wins. You don't have someone saying, "Hey, jab, 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 jab," and then someone throws in a flamethrower. It's like, you know, what is that? You know,
you don't bring a knife to a gunfight, motherfucker.
Exactly. And even with that, it's like, you know, show skill, show tact, show, you know, like command of the English language and some reasoning of why you feel the way you feel, you know? And I think also, too, with the whole thing about like the social media, I think it's just too easy to go from zero to 11. What happened to the good old days when things would slowly evolve? Yeah. Slowly snowball.
Times have changed. But now, you know, first base is a snowball, literally. So, you know, as times have changed. You don't know what a snowball is, do you? All right, we'll move on from that.
This got something sexual to
do. Yeah, it's what? Disgusting. Okay, put it like this. I don't even watch it in my porn. That's how disgusting it is.
Okay, what the hell? Does it have something to do with fluids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Male fluids?
Yep.
Okay, I don't need
to. You can imagine from there. Yeah.
I don't want to, but you put that image in my head now.
Yeah, you did it to yourself.
No, you pretty much, you know, I meant snowball, like it was the snow.
Oh, like it gets bigger as it goes along.
Exactly.
I know something that gets bigger as it goes along. Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey, did you watch The Office finale? You don't give a crap about The Office, do you?
Of course I give a crap about The Office. I just have a very busy schedule. Okay. That's the problem. I did watch the bulk of it, though, the tail end of it. Mm-hmm. I did watch the tail end of
it.
That
was a nice finale.
And
I liked it.
It was a nice finale. Sad to see it go. It was time for it to go.
Yeah.
Time to move on.
The last season was actually pretty good, as opposed to Lost. The last season of The Office wasn't that bad. I think Ed Helms is like the worst addition to The Office.
Really?
I do not dig that guy.
I love Ed Helms. I think he's cool.
I don't dislike him. Like, he was just horrible on that show.
Yeah, I know. I think that's too strong. I think that's too strong of a feeling about Ed Helms.
Ugh.
No,
but I will see Hangover 3 at some point eventually.
See, there you go. You'll
and
see
Cedar
how
Rapids
many more
wasn't
still
that
have.
Bad.
No, Cedar Rapids was an amazing movie.
But
that
John
was
C. Reilly's awesome, not because of Ed Helms.
But there would have been no movie without Ed Helms, though.
Yeah, anybody could have played that role. Tobey Maguire could have played that role. Joseph Gordon-Levitt could have. Anybody could play that role. Anybody.
I respectfully disagree. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think certain people would have ruined it. I wouldn't have wanted Sylvester Stallone in it.
Sylvester Stallone could have played like a chumpy, like a schlubby, like he did in Copland. He could have done it, and he could have done much better than Ed Helms. Well, I'm not saying better than Ed Helms. I'm saying Ed Helms was interchangeable in that role, whereas John C. Reilly, no one else. I mean, maybe Vince Vaughn could have done it, but John C. Reilly was like perfect for that role.
Well, that's the great thing about being a character actor and being a great character actor. You know, like John C. Reilly is amazing. He's one of those guys that gets better with time. You know what I mean? He's not the – I mean, that – if I had a choice of being an actor, I would love to be that type of character actor. You know,
talented.
I mean – talented, you know, you don't have to be the best looking. It's all about like the nuances and like not being afraid to take risks. I think that's great. Unfortunately, in this time, still, I think that's still reserved for men. Like, you can be an older man and get away with being a character actor.
She's kind of a – I don't know if she – would you call Melissa McCarthy a leading lady or a character actor at this
character
point?
Character actor. I would say character.
She's headlining movies now.
Well, she's headlining movies, but so is John C. Reilly.
True.
John C. Reilly has also, you know. I mean, and she actually is who comes to mind. But see, the thing is, while we mentioned Melissa Reilly and like even Kristen Wiig, I mean, how many movies has Kristen Wiig made? You know what I mean? Like, she's made Bridesmaids. I mean, we don't have, like, this whole canon of work from her yet.
Oh, yeah, it's
coming.
You know what I mean?
I'm hoping, yes. But the thing is, it still is very much a man's game. Like, men can age in Hollywood. Women, not so much. You know what I mean? But
I don't know, because
it's slowly evolving.
Of the people that are going to change it, I think Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sure going to put a big old dent in that.
Okay, that's great. But even still, it's still very limited. Women's roles, like, if you know, put it like this way, I bet we could name more male actors who are acting who are over the age 50 who look like they're over 50 versus female actors over 50 who look like they're over 50. You know what I mean?
Do you better. We can not even name, but identify by face, because there's a lot of those. Who's that guy? Like, you see him and stuff, and you don't know their name. There's more of those guys than there are women you could identify.
Of course. And I think even the measurement of that, how many black women actors over 50 that look like they're over 50 who are not Cicely Tyson who are working today? Cicely Tyson, Loretta Devine, Angela, Alfre Woodard. I mean, basically your go-to people if you want a noble black negress is basically Alfre Woodard and Cicely Tyson. And I don't mean negress in a derogatory way either. Yeah. You know what I mean? But how many people – and Cicely Tyson, Alfre Woodard, I mean, they've done amazing things. They've opened so many doors for people. But I feel like right now it's such a bell curve. Like, you either got to be young and hot with a little, as Wendy Williams would say, a swirl to you. You know, you look like you're multi-ethnic, like a Zoe Saldana, like that realm.
Mixed, basically.
Yeah, you basically look like you could be Brazilian, you know? And then there's the other half of the curve is, like, where you are the noble black woman who basically has no husband. Your husband probably died in some lynching, and you are single and alone, and you're trying to get your stuff together. I mean, basically, that's it. And then we have Regina King.
Whatever happened to Jennifer Lewis? She used to be in everything, and then she just kind of disappeared.
Well, you know, Jennifer Lewis, I mean, she kind of comes and goes. I mean, you know, she's kind of like the hip version of whatever that is, you know, of the Alfre Woodard. Like, Alfre Woodard would be like the PBS version of the black woman, and the Jennifer Lewis would be like the I don't even want the Lifetime version of that black woman. You know, a little bit of comedic effect, kind of sassy, you know, not buffoony though, because that would be more of a old school BET. But yeah, you don't have that much, you know, that much going on.
And if anyone doesn't know who Jennifer Lewis is, just Google her, and as soon as you see her face, you will not only recognize her, but you will hear her voice in your head when you see her picture.
Yeah, she played Angela Bassett's mother in What's Love Got to Do with It. So Tina Turner, like the biopic of Tina Turner, she played the mother.
She's been in everything. I'm looking through her IMDb page. This thing scrolls on almost as long as that Facebook interaction.
All 41 comments, which I will say this. I mean, I do appreciate the folks that kind of like chimed in, I guess, to my defense, even though maybe I'm hugely in denial. Maybe our chippies out there can tell me, they can read it and tell me. I don't feel like I was being attacked, but maybe I was attacked.
No, you were attacked.
I was attacked? Is that what it is?
I mean, if someone calls you fake as fuck, I believe that's an attack.
I mean, at first I was like, is it because I wear push-up bras a lot? Because that's like a choice. That's a fashion choice. You know what I mean? But I was like, you shouldn't be calling me out. This is Miami. There's a lot of women who wear push-up bras. I shouldn't be singled out for that, unless it's female comics. I mean, a lot of female comics don't wear push-up bras or whatever, but that's the wardrobe choice, you know? But I was like, what? You know, so yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he was referring to a push-up bra. But the other hand of that, I don't know what he was referring to, so there's that.
Yeah, maybe it was this. You know what? What if this is just a manufactured thing to, like, give publicity to his fledgling comedy career?
That thought crossed my mind. And that's why, like, when he was direct messaging me, I was like, that was my first question. Like, is this a bit? That was literally what I typed. I was like, is this a bit? Are you going to be at Rhett's show on Sunday? And then he's like, no, I ain't fucking with them no more. But then even when I talked to him, like, okay, what exactly is it that, you know, what exactly is it that happened? He's like, no, I don't want to talk about that. But you're going through all these other motions. Why don't you get down to what the point? What is the genesis? What is the big bang, the thing that set it all off? What was it? No, I can't. I don't want to say. It's like, all right, well, that's when you lose.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of times, like, when I was a youngin', when I was, like, freshly in my years-old puberty, you know, that my mom would say, what's wrong? And I'd be like, nothing. And you'd be like, what's wrong? And you'd be like, nothing. And you keep saying nothing, you know what I mean? Because you want people to, like, ask you for more, you know, as in prying and blah, blah, until they finally drag you up. The problem is with me, if I say, what's wrong? And you say nothing. And I say, no, seriously, tell me what's wrong. And you say nothing. I'm like, fuck it. Okay. Then you know what? There's many things I don't know. I don't know who was behind the conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King. I don't know who was behind, you know, the whole thing of JFK. And this might be chalked up into this. Like, I had a friend, who I thought was a very good friend, all through my 4 years of college. Like, we were like cool. We was like, it was me, her, this other chick, and this dude. So it was like three musketeers plus dude. You know what I mean? And which was really important to me, because we're all, you know, all students of color, you know, on a predominantly white campus. And, you know, it was basically my family away from family. And I swear to God, like, graduation approached, all of a sudden she just cut us off. Just cut us off. And we're like, what's the deal? Like, what's happening? And then it came quite clear to us that, like, she was cutting us off. And we're like, we couldn't understand what the deal is. And at first it was like, you know, me and my friends were like, what's the deal? Do you want to talk about it? And she was like, no, blah, blah, blah. And then to me, I was like, you know what? F it. If you don't want to tell me at this point in time, it's just not meant to be. It's just not meant to be. And I'm going to go to bed okay with that, because I will remove you from my mind and replace you with other frivolous nonsense, like sequins and feathers and shoes and stuff like that. So that's pretty much, like, I'm going to mull over this, like, what did I do in the fake thing? This is going to be mulled over probably for another good day or two, three tops, and then I will go back to thinking about shoes. By the way, I bought a fantastic pair of nude heels today.
Hmm.
Awesome platform. A stacked platform toe, peep toe, and nude heels, for those who are not in the know, very difficult to match up for a woman of color like myself. I mean, even though I'm on the lighter shade of it, very hard to match up. I will say these don't match up exactly. They're Jessica Simpson, which are like, eh. Usually her clothes don't fit me well, her shoes also, but these, fantastic. They're still a little light, but still, well, I am going to rock the crap out of those shoes. Okay. Amazing.
All right. Rock the crap out of them.
I will rock the crap out of those shoes. Oh, my God. I'm talking about that. The heel, 5 inches. I love a good 5-inch heel. All right. Like, you know, some chicks might be like, oh, I always talk about the size of my man junk. No. I will always talk about the height of my shoes. I love them.
Rhett and they're loves comfortable. A good 5 inches.
So many... Shoe.
Hey, before we wrap up, I did want to mention that Dennis Howe has a podcast called The B-Side of Exodus, where he's a vinyl guy, and he takes one side of one album and it's a discussion of one side of one album, and it's an interesting concept and an interesting show, and the first two episodes were him and his girlfriend Issa, and so you know, check it out, the B-Side of Exodus, and I believe they're up on SoundCloud.
And I love the name of that show. That name has such swag.
I'm telling you right now, too, because he asked me to do an episode, and I was like, hell yeah, because it sounds like such a cool concept and everything. And it is not easy to choose which, you know, it's essentially 4 or 5 songs that are going to be, you know, essentially representing you. You know what I'm saying? So it's not easy. And I know already the artist I'm going to choose, but now it's just a matter of narrowing it down which is going to be. So anyway, the B-Side of Exodus, check that out. Dennis Howe, they're up on SoundCloud. Rhett, you want to talk about where they can find you online?
Oh my god, as if I did not mention it for the fifth time already.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Rhett Thompson. R-H-E-T-T-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Also on my website, blackandeastchick.com.
All right. I am LS Rules on Twitter. We have the Brown Skin and Glasses Facebook page. Feel free to drop a comment on iTunes. You can also write a review and give us a 5-star review. That would really help us. Again, I say the line that comments are currency. That is not rhetoric. Seriously. Like, there's, you know, you pay for your cable, you pay for your internet, you get, like, and not only us, there's a lot of free entertainment that's out here, like free comedy shows. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of free entertainment, and people like putting in effort and that kind of thing. You'll go to the movies, you'll pay for the overpriced popcorn and all this stuff. All I'm simply asking is that you leave a comment on iTunes, because it really helps us out. We also have the Tumblr page, where you can find a picture of Love Love Tenchi, or you can just Google that and find it yourself. We have the Tumblr page where you can find all of the episodes. And there's Stitcher, which is a live streaming app that you can just put on your phone, and you can stream us without having to worry about downloading it on your phone. If you forget, you have it there at all times. So there are the ways you can find us. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is another episode of Brown Skin and Glasses. So for Rhett, I am Lamont. I say peace.
See ya!